The Beef Promotion Operating Committee is getting ready to hold a meeting in Kansas City. The committee meets here for the first time since the annual convention was just held. The committee doesn't meet there, and so this is kind of the organizational meeting, I guess, where you have new committee members coming on. And with me here is Gary Sharp, who is a dairy producer. And Gary, I think from the standpoint of dairy producers around the country, what are the kinds of things that this committee will be doing and deciding that have an impact potentially on dairy producers around the country?
The operating committee is charged with the taking care of the funds of all checkoff funds. There's 10 producers that are CBB, Cattlemen's Beef Board, 10 beef producers that are on the Federation side. These 20 people, which I happen to be sitting on that committee, we are charged with taking care of those funds. At this meeting, we just kind of line everything out. The September meeting is the big one. That's the one that we will allocate funds for different projects for research, promotion, education. All dairy cattle are beef cattle, and so it affects all dairy farmers as well as any colored beef cattle. 17% of all the fed beef in the country comes from dairy breeds. Got research has proven that 60 to 80% of cows are primal cuts now. We used to think that was just ground beef, but 68% of that through research has shown that we're getting primal cuts out of those cows. All those kind of things are going to affect all beef cattle and all beef producers.
Talking about the research that showed how good the quality is from some of this dairy beef, as you put it, how is that going to be looked at here in terms of helping with promotion?
Well, it's large scale because that is a large part of the supply. The beef supply comes from the dairy breeds. Through the muscle profiling, we've developed, through research of the checkoff funds, we've developed nearly 3,000 new cuts, new products over the last 3-4 years. That's a phenomenal thing. When you have that kind of return for your dollars spent, invested, large Fortune 500 companies would say it's unbelievable.
Can you tell us a little bit about how beef quality assurance applies to dairy cattle?
Well, beef quality assurance is a very important tool. It needs to be adhered to by all producers, dairy and beef, because any time that you have an animal that's been mistreated or an animal that's been injected in the wrong site, we have bruises and waste cuts on that meat cut. And so it's pretty important that we all adhere to it and all learn how to administer vaccinations and also how to take care of the cattle. We don't want to bruise them, which we are good stewards of our industry, of our cattle, but we just need to emphasize that more. And we always allocate money for more educational sessions to dairy and beef producers on quality beef assurance.
So from a dairy perspective, what the committee might look at is ways, as you said, to communicate the need to follow these guidelines in their operations, and that's even more important now with this new research about how valuable those primal cuts are.
Very correct. We just don't want to throw this meat away anymore. We've got to have every dollar we can get out of that carcass. These funds are used to establish beef quality assurance and dairy beef quality assurance sessions and programs in every state of the nation. And so we're trying to get all the producers to come on board and be coherent of the whole process.
Where can a producer, a dairy producer in particular, go to get more information about beef quality assurance now?
They can go through their state beef industry council, number one. They can also go to the national Cattlemen's Beef Board. They can call there if they want to, or email. Go on the website, beef.org. We get a lot of things that you can do to try to find that out.
Well, thank you very much. That's Gary Sharp, member of the Beef Promotion Operating Committee of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and a dairy producer. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.